With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The landscape for farms and farm workers has changed quite a bit over the last 70 years. The eyes of the nation is on the state of Washington right now, where farm workers' advocates want to update the Washington Farm Labor Contractor Act. It all has to do with Senate Bill 6261, an effort to address reform to the H-2A visa program, which allows guest farm workers from other countries into the U.S. on temporary visas. Antonio Giannata with Columbia Legal Services says about a third of agriculture's workforce comes from outside the United States.
There wasn't an H-2A visa program back in the 50s. Back in 85, the last time this Farm Labor Contractor Act was actually amended. So what we're trying to do is modernize it, is make it relevant to the agricultural industry in Washington today.
Rosalinda Guillen is with farm workers advocacy group Community to Community Development. She says the bill would also address a loophole that exempts nonprofits from the Washington Farm Labor Contractor Act. She says she doesn't believe farm worker recruiters should be able to hold nonprofit status.
It's a profit-making operation, and we believe that farm labor contractors in the state of Washington should not be nonprofits. So that's one of the biggest things this bill is addressing.
Many legal scholars believe Washington's bill, if passed, will lead to similar bills in many other states. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.